absolutely amazing. Yeah, they get here this morning, I'm like, surprise, you don't have a singer. Although somebody mentioned I could do the Santa Baby, and it's like, oh yeah, okay, next week. Okay, I won't be here next week. That's how I win that. All right, it is the best day ever. Yes? We have people in some of their ugly Christmas sweaters and some beautiful Christmas sweaters. And today is all about forgiveness. And I was thinking about the song that we sing after meditation, the Let Go, Let God that Karen wrote so well. And I'm thinking this is going to be the homework for everyone this entire month. You know, we're all friends here. And sometimes we need to keep our friends accountable because they get caught up in their old story. So here's what we can do to our beautiful friends to remind them to put that story. Let go, let God. Right? You could just, you know, it's like, I don't need to hear your old story because it's all about making a new story. Letting go of the old. And today is all about forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's more than saying sorry. It's letting it go. It's going forth and giving up. Holding on to anything that's blocking our flow. I love the story of the guy who gets on the freeway and somebody cuts him off. And then he goes to work and he's like, oh my God, somebody cut me off on the freeway. I almost died this morning. Somebody cut me off. And then the story just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, they came this close to hitting me. And meanwhile, the person that did the dastardly deed is driving merrily about his business, right? Not knowing that he did anything wrong. I'm mentioning it, it's a he, right? So anyway, we have to remind ourselves that everything that happens in the past, even this morning when I was losing my skirt, it's in the past, let it go. And sitting with that where we're forgiving ourselves along the way and forgetting other people along the way, letting it go, let God, let the light shine through. Because we all have that divine light and it is our right to have the best life ever. It is our right to be healthy, abundant, prosperous in every way, manifesting love. It is our right. And yet we block our flow. We do it to ourselves. Yay, us! Woo! Because as Rosie so eloquently told us, it's like it's all about our words and what stories are we telling ourselves. Because these are important seeds that we're planting in the fertile soil of our mind. Whatever we're planting, that's what's growing. Oh, I don't know, I'm just, you know, anybody take a handful of seeds and just throw it in the ground? I don't know what seeds they were. Just planting it. We'll see what grows. Sometimes that's what we do with our mind, right? Oh, just let anything go up there. Not being mindful of it. I'm just letting whatever I plant in there grow. Well, we'll just get whatever in life then. Yet when we get clearly intentional about our words, our thoughts, our beliefs, and put that in our mind and be mindful of what's coming into our experience. That's why when our friends get into those stories, let go. I think about interrupting the pattern. The Global Heart Vision is we envision a world in which forgiveness, whether for errors, injustices, or debts, is the norm. Forgiveness, we just let it go. If we knew better, we would do better. And sometimes with where we are at, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, maybe we made an error in our judgment, in our words. And the same thing for everyone else. Perhaps they had an error in thinking. If they knew that they were divinity in human form, we would all rise up to another level. Just like Emma Curtis Hopkins says in the song, "Rise up, O my soul. Let me see the good. Let there be love and light everywhere I go. Let me be at that space of love and remind myself that I am that space of love." Ernest Holmes in Living the Science of Mind says this, "We are all human beings and we all have made mistakes. We all carry an unconscious burden of guilt and we all need a sense of being forgiven. One of the most revealing things in the new science of mind is our need to feel that we are right with God, with life, and with each other. It is impossible for us to have a sense of being forgiven while we are condemning others." So, forgiving out here, forgiving in here, letting it go, it's in the past. creating a new story and being mindful of where we're at, because that's a 24/7. it's a project in this thing called life. It is like a classroom, and we're the students every single day reminding ourselves, oh yes, that's right. I'm divinity in human form. I am spirit in human form. Let me go forth and give love. Let me do no harm. Let me be mindful of the things that I'm thinking and the things that I'm saying. And let me forgive myself and move forward with ease and grace. And if we don't, then that kind of starts to build up and build up and build up. We're holding on to all of this stuff. And then one little thing happens and we're a volcano ready to go off. So taking time every day to just let go. I love the story because for me it's such a vision, and every time I step into meditation, I think of the vision of Thich Nhat Hanh when his little niece was visiting him and he made some apple juice right out of the apples. And she had some little friends over, and so he was pouring the juice for her, and then he sat it down, he was making the juice, and as it sat there, and then he stirred it up, it was all pulpy. And he said, if you just let it settle down, it'll be clear. And she was very upset. His little niece was upset. It's like, mine's all dirty. It's all pulpy. And as it sat there for a while and all of the pulp went to the bottom, you could see clearly through the apple juice. And his little niece said, it's clean now. She said to Uncle Monk, Thich Nhat Hanh, that must be why you sit in meditation, so that everything settles down and you can see clearly. And so when we go into meditation, we get an opportunity to let everything just kind of calm down. Breathing in, I calm my body. Exhale, I smile. And being at that calm place so that we can respond appropriately to everything in life instead of getting into that reaction mode. And I've mentioned this before, but I want to remind everyone, we can respond appropriately to things or we can get into that reaction mode. And the way to think about that is when you go to the doctor's office, if you ever do, and they give you medication and they say, oh, you're having a reaction to the medication, that is a negative. Or if they say, oh, you're responding to the medication, that's a positive. So we want to look at responding to life appropriately. And the best way to do that is to be at that good space with ourselves where we forgive ourselves for stuff of the past. And then when we try and pick that story up again, we put it back down. And then we try and pick it up again, and then we put it back down. Anybody else do that, or is that just me? Anybody else pick up their story? Yeah. It's like, okay, I forgave myself for that. Oh, but I'm going to pick it up again so that I can pick it up and beat myself up. We want to put that down and not beating up other people in our mind. I know Mary Morrissey talks about people walking through the alleyways of her mind and her getting upset. And it's like when people can walk through peacefully in the alleys of our mind and the streets of our mind, that is when we know we are in a good space. It's like I've forgiven everything of the past and I move forward with ease and grace. I forgive myself, and when I pick that back up, I put it back down. And I remember it's a new story, it's a new day, it's a new, exciting way of life, where we're not dragging around all this garbage. I feel like if we could see everyone's thoughts and the stories that they're carrying, it'd be like, I'm just carrying a bunch of garbage with me. You know, we'd have all this baggage with us. But it's like, it's a good time to put it down during the holidays and to be mindful of the stories that we're listening to from our family and our friends. I feel like with my mom, I have to remind her, okay, remember this story's old and we've talked about this before and you put it down? Uh-huh, yeah, but something else came up and I just thought about it. And it's like, well, put it down again. They actually call it the Sedona method. You pick it up, you put it down. It's as simple as that. Oh, I picked it back up. Well, put it back down, back away from the story. Step into a new story, a story of love and peace and excitement and fulfilling our dreams. And being clear about that story. You have a question?
Yeah. What if, like, there was a story and it's not doing me, serving me well?
Mm-hmm.
But I find myself wanting to tell the story because you didn't hear it yet or they were there. What if I retold the story in an idealistic way, like a fantasy where it was a beautiful ending? Would that be?
Okay, I like that. We're going to create a new story. Even You know, sometimes our stories are just so juicy, we just want to tell them, oh my God, did you hear what happened? It's like living in the soap opera of life. Well, can I take that story and can I make it have a happy ending? Can I make it have something, a different outcome? Yeah, do it. I love to live in my own little delusional world, and it works for me. Right? And it's because we're creating. Everything that's happened in the past is in the past. It is not something that's happening. There's an old saying that forgiveness is like longing for a better past. Sometimes we get stuck in the story and live in the if only point of view. If only if it would have gone that way. Well, you know what? Once upon a time, a magnificent, amazing person was born. Each one of us. And if we go into that story instead of the story that maybe we've been fed, or even the actual story that happened, who cares? It's in the past. And if I want to create a new life, a new day, a new thought, let me tell a new story. Instead of a story of victimhood and woe is me and oh my God, can you imagine that they did this to me? Let's be telling a story of what we love versus what we don't love. Because if we even imagine a better past, we have a better future. If we imagine in this moment that we are forgiven, that we are lovable, that we are amazing, that we are smart, intelligent, healthy, wealthy, wise, we're planting those seeds for the future. And tilling up that old garden, we can recreate it. It doesn't have to be that was, you know, it was a bunch of onions and that's all I got. Let me till it up. Let me tell a new story. It's like, okay, it's all tilled up. It's a new story. It's a new day. It's a new way of looking at things. And let me not drag around the past with me. Let me know that something wonderful is happening. Let go. Let God. Let the light shine through. And reminding each other, because we get to be accountable. And once we are in that space of a new thought, we can't go backwards. We can't pretend it doesn't work. Ignorance is no excuse for the law. The law is always working. I tell a story and I can't say, oh, spiritual divine law, law of attraction, I was just kidding. Control, Alt, Delete. That program is already in there. Let me wipe that program clear and let me put in a new program in the computer of my mind. Something that's going to create something even better. And then as we continue to grow, then we just keep making that picture better, better, better. So within, so without. It's important for each one of us to live our best life ever. Ernest Holmes says this, beyond this body and deeper than this mind, there is a perennial wellspring of life which can flow through us to eternal givingness and to everlasting forgiveness. We can be in that space, let it go, forgive, go forth, give up holding on to any blocks that are not serving us. If you're mad at me, forgive me. I apologize. If you're mad at your neighbor, forgive them. Even if they don't apologize, visualize them apologizing, right? So within, it happens out here. I love to tell the story, and I know I've told it before, but I'm going to tell it again because it's on the forefront of my mind. When I was working in the medical industry, and I had a boss who did not like her life, she did not like her job, and she didn't like any of us. And she would hit the floor screaming every single day. She's yelling and screaming at someone. I thought, well, this is not working for my life. So at the end of the day, I would do writing and ripping, because I'm not going to take that home to my four amazing children. I'm going to write out. I can put anything I want to on paper. Write it out, rip it up, let it go. We have layers. I do. I'm sure you do too. So sometimes I have to do it a time or two or ten to get those. All right, I've got that out. I've cleaned the gunk. Now let me visualize something better. I've read a lot about creative visualization. Visualize making the basket, you up your game. Visualize hitting the golf swing, you up your game. Visualize the gymnastics routine, you up your routine. Visualization, very powerful. I know that we all know this. So I would visualize her at the end of the day coming to my desk saying, I apologize for my bad behavior. I value you. You're an important part of this organization. What I noticed after a few weeks is she'd yell at everyone else, but she never yelled at me. People would say, oh, she never yells at you. I said, I know, we have a good working relationship in my mind, but as long as it's up here, it's got to happen out here. Einstein said if you can visualize anything for 10 minutes every day, you step right into the picture. And what's interesting to me is we come here on Sundays and we hear about it and we think about it for a little bit, and then we go home and we get busy in our lives, right? This is an active philosophy where we get to take it home and practice it. We are practicers of the science of mind. It's like, don't take my word for it. Try it. Check it out. If you start visualizing something every single day, you can just step right into the picture. Visualize what you would love. Visualize people buying you stuff, checks in the mail, love happening, goodness happening, great working relationships. Visualization's been very powerful for me, and I know it has been for many of you. So it's like we get to practice this philosophy. In the Five Gifts of an Abundant Life, and Diane Harmony talks so much about forgiveness, because it is the biggest thing. If we want abundance in our life, then we have to give up the blocks that are blocking our flow, and that's the resentment, the anger at ourselves, the anger at other people. Once we put that down, there's a wellspring of goodness that's flowing in our life. So allow the channels to open up. And the first thing is putting it down. And many times people say, well, it's just so on my heart, I can't let it go. Well, do some writing and ripping. Let it go. Have a new story. Visualize them apologizing to you. I don't care if they've made their transition. I don't care if it's something they would never say to you in their life. Visualize it. Because if we can clear it and heal it up here, then we heal it out here. We have a new vibration. In Diane Harmony's book, The Five Gifts of an Abundant Life, she says, gratitude is the grace that revisions our inner lives, working magic with every strand of the past, present, and future. When we are grateful for the persons and events from our past, we know we have completed the forgiveness process. I am so grateful for my ex-husband. I learned so much from him. I am so grateful for all of the things that have happened in the past, because it brought me to this point right here. And this point here is a good space to continue to move forward with ease, with grace, with love, with excitement, and with joy. And when we get into that gratitude space, we want to be grateful for who we are and what we create. And we also want to be in that space of, let me be clear of the things that are coming into my experience. So if I have a friend or a mother who wants to go into an old story, it's like, let go, let God, let the light shine through. Because that divine light is shining through each and every one of us. It's there. We just got to clean up the muck. Because sometimes our lights get a little dim. It's like, let go of the stuff that we're holding on to. I want to say, let go of the crap, and then we can see the light better. So it's like, let it go. Be in that space of love and that space of gratitude for who you are. And if you get caught up into your own story, go to the mirror. Let go. Let God. Let the light shine through. Go to the mirror and sing to yourself to let it go. Every time you try and pick it back up, think of that song. That beautiful song that Karen wrote. Let go, let God, let the light shine through. And then be grateful for the light that is shining through, because you are touching more lives than you even know. So many more lives than you even know. You don't even know. You're going around life giving your magic, and you don't even know how many lives you've touched. So be in that gratitude space with you. Let go, let God, let the light shine through. Let's go inside our heart of hearts, closing our eyes to any old stories. As we forgive ourselves in this moment and we breathe in the fullness of life, we just let it go. Anything that doesn't serve us, these old stories, these old thoughts, any old anger or resentments that we're holding on to, we just let that go. Let go, let God, let Spirit, let that infinite power within shine the light that you are. I see it. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. It's bright. It's prosperous. It's deserving. It's loving. I see it. I feel it. I know your light. Knowing that there's that one power in the universe, that it flows through me just as it flows through each and every person in this room, that the light is just getting brighter and brighter as we're cleaning off our lights, letting go of anything, that dims that light, as we allow that light to just shine bright as it bubbles up from our heart, from our solar plexus, flowing through our hearts, our souls, our minds, our beings, of every cell in our bodies, vibrating at a whole new level, a whole new light. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person here that there is magic flowing. It is the magic of this thing called you. It is the magic of your heart. It is the magic of the individualized expression that you are, beautifully, brilliantly. Nobody else like you. Allow that light to sing, to dance, to shine, to play. As Jesus would say, be ye of little children. Get in that Christmas spirit. Like a little child on Christmas Day, being excited about life. What am I going to open today? What am I going to create today? More joy, more happiness, more love. It's all an inside job. As we go to that space of gratitude, I am so grateful for each and every person in this space. I am so grateful for the individualized expression of each and every individual. Knowing that life is good and life is very good. As we just release this out to the universal action of the law, knowing that the law is always working, always conspiring for our highest and best. As we work in alignment with that law by keeping our thoughts pure, beautiful, and loving, responding appropriately to everything in life, allowing us to live the best life ever. And as I anchor this in mind, we all celebrate this by saying, and so it is. So it is. Thank you. Thank you.